a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, now that Pfizer's COVID vaccine is eligible for boosters, providers in New Jersey are making plans to offer them to people who fit the criteria. The Asbury Park Press reports CVS began offering the Pfizer booster jab this afternoon and is strongly recommending New Jerseyans to make an appointment. Walmart and Sam's Club are also offering the Pfizer booster dose at 70 Jersey locations, but appointments there are not necessary. Some college students in New Jersey and across the U.S. are already burned out, feeling anxious or depressed as the new school year gets underway. This after the COVID-19 pandemic has taken a toll on them for the past year and a half. Rutgers chief psychologist Stephanie Marcello says screening students for mental health concerns is vital, and having a professional to talk to kids and identify those who are at risk.
We don't want to wait till somebody has a full-fledged mental health diagnosis. We really want to engage people and talk with them if we see any kind of even risk behavior.
She says socialization is so important for college kids. Don't keep things inside. Find friends who will listen to you. It takes a village to work together on mental illness. A bull was shot and killed by Trenton and Hamilton police this morning after it escaped from a Trenton packing company, broke a fence, and wound up in the yard of a home. Police say they had a hard time corralling the animal. The cow, which weighed more than 1,000 pounds, was charging with civilians and police officers in the area. It's not as easy this year to grab any winter rental you want. At the Jersey Shore, inventory is being scooped up by folks trying to cash in on the hot housing market. They're selling their home, then looking for a temporary place to stay before searching for a real new home.
You're still in bidding wars. So to get outside those bidding wars, people are going into short-term rentals until they can find the right home.
George Koffenberg with Preferred Properties Real Estate says many of these renters aren't specific with where they want to be, just a comfortable place to stay for a few months in any shore town. And now the New Jersey Business and Industry Association business report. More than 3 million newborn lounger pillows made by Boppy are being recalled after 8 infants reportedly suffocated to death between 2015 and 2020, according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. The recall products sold at Walmart, Pottery Barn, and Target include the Boppy Original Newborn, Preferred Newborn, and Pottery Barn Kids Boppy Newborn Loungers. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 33 points at 34,798. The New Jersey Business and Industry Association, a catalyst for business growth for over 110 years. Now more than ever, your business needs a trusted advisor. Let them put their experience to work for you. Visit njbia.org today to learn more. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free mobile app to get breaking news alerts sent to your smartphone. A nice sunny fall weekend. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Time to win up to $10,000 with the Jersey Cash Code Contest on New Jersey 101.5. On your phone, open the NJ 101.5 app, click on Win Cash, and enter this hour's code word.
This hour's code word is smooth. S-M-O-O-T-H. Smooth.
Your next chance to win cash is Monday morning at 8 a.m. with the $10,000 Jersey Cash Code on New Jersey 101.5.
505 New Jersey Fast Traffic.
Lots going on this afternoon heading into the weekend. 280 is still closed in West Orange on the eastbound side at exit 9 down through 10. It's a crash investigation. A crash in Summit on 24 east over by Broad Street. One lane is closed. A flipped over vehicle in New Brunswick affecting Route 1 north at Riders Lane. Two lanes to the right are blocked off. 287, they just cleared one north at exit 37. On a company along 287 south coming back down towards the Edison area over to 440. Lots of slowdowns too on both spurs of the turnpike to the car and the truck lanes right down to just south of the Gothels Bridge. The parkway's been a mess. Latest problem, north around the Union tolls in the left lane. Southbound side, a big chunk of traffic, 149 to 135 with a crash on the shoulder. Another stretch of slowdowns coming from exit 105 down towards 82. 71 in Belmar at the Shark River. You've got just one lane getting through each way, so stay with Route 35 rather than 71. 30 minutes to leave New Jersey at the George Washington Bridge. 15 to 20 minutes on the tunnels. Path has delays newer to World Trade. NJ Transit Gladstone Stone Branch bus service only Gladstone through Sterling, and Raritan Valley Line trains continue to bypass Bridgewater. Tom Rivers, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Myra, New Jersey Traffic South. 195 is a mess out of Mercer County, and that is eastbound in the Hamilton-Whitehorse area, exit 3, Yardville-Hamilton Square Road, all the way through to Route 130 right at the Robbinsville border, and that's where we have a collision that just got pushed off to the shoulder. And traffic is tough in Collingswood. At 130 northbound, you're going to find it very heavy through Whitehorse Pike and through to Haddon Avenue, where a collision has the left lanes blocked off, two of them. Oh, and good news, the 130 situation where the traffic signal went down in Pennsauken at Nicholson Road, that's been cleared up. They got that all off the roadway. Traffic is still a messy scene on 295 South. A big old clump of delays from exit 40, Route 38 down to exit 26. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 518 on New Jersey 101.5.
Have something to say on New Jersey 101.5? Speak your mind now at 800-283-1015.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There is a high risk of rip currents at the shore for the remainder of this afternoon. Look for mostly sunny skies. It will be less humid and pleasant with a high temperature in the low to mid 70s. High pressure builds across the region for tonight. It will be clear and comfortably cool with light winds. Lows will range from the upper 40s across the northwest hills where there can be patchy fog to the mid 50s at the shore. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. It will be nice with a beautiful start to the weekend. High temperatures reaching the mid-70s. A front will move through the area later tomorrow night and early Sunday, but it will come through on the dry side. Otherwise, remaining pleasant on Sunday with plenty of sunshine, highs in the low to mid-70s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Bob Smirbeck.
In Newark, it's 74. Helmetta, 75. Hackettstown, 69. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. For only $77, Guaranteed Service will tune up both your heating and cooling system and give you a no-breakdown guarantee for both systems throughout the entire season, or your repair is free. No questions asked. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or GuaranteedService.com.
New Jersey 101.